This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Monday for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Gaza Strip as the fighting between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas passed the 100-day milestone.
We need an immediate humanitarian ceasefire to ensure sufficient aid gets to where it's needed, to facilitate the release of the hostages, to tamp down the flames of wider war.
The summit of the non-aligned movement gets underway this week in Uganda's capital, Kampala, where delegations for Palestinians are lobbying members for support. Halima Athumani reports.
93 out of 120 nations in the non-aligned movement have gathered in Kampala for the 19th summit of the movement for the plenary session that began Monday. Arab nations made clear that Gaza must be the focus of the meeting. A delegate from Mauritius said the summit must make a political declaration on the war. Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, said he does not expect any country to disagree with calling for a ceasefire and humanitarian assistance for the 2.3 million Palestinians displaced from their homes. Halima Athmani for VA News, Kampala, Uganda.
Houthi militants struck a U.S.-owned ship carrying steel products with a ballistic missile on Monday south of the port of Aden, as the group vowed to keep up attacks after U.S. and British strikes on its sites in Yemen. Attacks by the Iran-aligned Houthis on ships since November have impacted companies and alarmed major powers in an escalation of Israel's more than 3-month war with Hamas militants in Gaza.